AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On Capitol Hill, Snapchat's Jennifer Stout says they take into account the sensitivity of young people.
We intentionally make it harder for strangers to find minors by not allowing public profiles for users under 18.
But Senate Subcommittee Chair Richard Blumenthal says social media companies have not done much to make sure young users are safe.
More eyeballs means more dollars.
The committee wants to learn how algorithms and product designs can magnify harm to children, foster addiction, and intrusions of privacy. An investigation led to lots of arrests and lots of drugs. The AP's Jennifer King reports it involves the dark net.
A 10-month international drug trafficking investigation spanned three continents, nine countries, and 12 law enforcement agencies. It was dubbed Operation Dark Hunter, named for the Tor browser, a specialized tool providing encryption and anonymity.
150 darknet drug traffickers have been arrested around the world, including 65 right here in the United States.
Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco said investigators found vendors were running laboratories to create fake prescription pain pills.
Enough fentanyl for more than 4 million lethal doses.
Justice Department investigators say they started seeing a surge in opioid sales on the dark net during the pandemic, and that its investigation is still ongoing. Jennifer King, Washington.
The ruling general in Sudan says the prime minister he deposed in a coup could be released soon and is being held for his own safety. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says there is a problem at the top in the fight against climate change.
The clock is ticking. The emissions gap is the result of a leadership gap.
Leading up to a climate change summit, Guterres says time is running out to cut greenhouse gas emissions to meet the goals of the 2015 Paris Accord. This is AP News. Home prices surged at a near-record pace.
The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20-City Home Price Index soared 19.7% in August compared with a year ago. That increase is just below the 20% jump in July, which was the largest gain on records dating back to 2000. Home prices are now at all-time highs in all 20 cities in the index. Phoenix led the way with a 33% increase in August compared with 12 months earlier. However, there are signs the rapid gains are cooling a bit. Price increases slowed in 12 of the 20 cities in the index. Mike Hempen, Washington.
The Conference Board says consumer confidence rose in October after three straight declines as the public's anxiety about the Delta variant of the coronavirus appeared to have abated. Consumer spending makes up about 70% of all economic activity in the U.S. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.